Father, we want to thank you this morning for bringing us to this point in life. We are grateful for all that you have done for us. We thank you, God, because you are the Alpha and the Omega of our life. We give you glory for the grace and for your strength. Thank you, God, for every good things, every wonders you are performing in our lives. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have come again this morning, and Lord, we are asking that, Lord, even prepare our heart for your word. And let this word, Father, Lord, grow and germinate in our life. And Lord, we pray that at the end, that will become what we are hearing. Thank you, Father. Any opposition to your word this morning, we crumble it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. I suppose I meet you this morning. How are you, your family, and everything? I believe it is well with you. And I ask the grace of God to increase upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for all those who follow us on this program, Church on Air. I thank you for all your inquiries. Thank you for your coming to church for prayers on Friday. Thank God for the signs and wonder that Jesus is giving to us. And I thank God, you know, for everything. No, I want you to know that the more you listen to the word of God, the more your life become godly. You know, because, you know, what you hear every time, you know, shows what you become in life. And that is why I want to thank all of you that you are following us. I know that God is going to bless you more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me to ask somebody or tell somebody that Church on Air is on right now, this channel, and that God is about to bless us again. Hallelujah. Today, we are going to start a new topic. That topic is according to the book of Luke chapter 5. You know, we are going to start reading from verse 1. The topic is nevertheless at thy word. Nevertheless at thy word. Now let's go to read the word of God. Luke Gospel chapter 5. Can we read from verse 1 to 11?
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ship, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ships, that they should come and help them. And they came and feebled the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes, which they have taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful word this morning. Nevertheless, at thy word. Oh, hallelujah. Now, can we start to say this morning that Jesus used various types of pulpits. Various types. Sometimes we see it in synagogue. What's he doing there? Teaching the people. You know, sometimes you will see him at the mountainside preaching the message of the kingdom of God. Sometimes you see him at the west side speaking to that, you know, harlot, you know. Sometimes you see him in the temple. Sometimes it will be in one Simeon's leper's house. You know, he carried the pulpit to everywhere he went. And you discover that this time around, the pulpit nice where is the fishing booth. Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power, who went around, he moved around, he carried the pulpit around. You know, everywhere he went, the gospel must be preached. Are you seeing that? So, you know, you too, you have your own pulpit. As a Christian, you have to preach. Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach my gospel to every creature. Can you see now? So, you know, you are, Jesus has given you the baptism. You are now to carry the, you know, the message of Jesus on your own pulpit to everywhere. Everywhere you go, you must share the gospel of the kingdom. When you are in the market, please share the gospel. When you are in your school, share the gospel. When you are at work, share the gospel. When you are in the hospital, share the gospel. Anywhere you find yourself, carry your pulpit. No, don't be ashamed of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of his word. Don't be ashamed of his kingdom. Let people know that you are for him. Let people know that you live on the world. Let people know that you are the way to heaven. And make everywhere your pulpit stand. Hear me, people of God. You are licensed to preach the word. The Bible says, go ye into all the world. That one shows that he has licensed you to preach the gospel of the kingdom. So Jesus, he used various type of pulpit. Anywhere he found himself, you see him, you know, preaching the gospel. And he wants you also to do the same thing. He wants you to preach the gospel in your house, in your shop, anywhere you go. Carry your pulpit. You know, you don't need microphone. You don't need large crowd. Even there might be two or three. Share the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you can do this, oh, the Father will be happy with you. The Father, because it says, he that winneth soul is wise. May you be wise in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, in that Gospel of St. Luke chapter 5, we saw Jesus, he used a fishing boat. A fishing boat. Can you imagine that? Now, you will ask me why. Why should he use a fishing boat? Let me start from the one the Bible says. Bible says, and the people press upon him to hear the word of God. Let's read verse 1 of that chapter. Verse 1, yes.
And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret.
The people pressed. Now, start to see now. The people pressed. They pressed to hear the word. Number one thing that you should is that the people are spiritually hungry of the word. They are hungry. Are you hungry too? They are hungry. Because the word of God gives everything you need in life. The most important thing in your life is not cloth. The most important thing that God promised you is not miracle. The most important thing that God promised you is not bag, it's not shade. The most important thing that you need to have is the word. When you have the word, you have everything. Because the word of God gives birth to everything. The word of God. That's why you must embrace it. You know, when a lady is having his engagement ceremony, the husband-to-be will bring every material. They will ask the lady, now pick just one thing out of the thing that your husband brought. The lady will go there and what? And pick the Bible. Even though it's a setup. You know? But you know that what you need is in the word. The word answers everything. Bible says, forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven. Now, when you embrace the word, you embrace everything. No wonder he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and every other thing. Every other. I say every other. Every other thing will follow. So, you must press for the word. That's why you see a lot of people every morning, they will never eat their breakfast until they eat the word. Are you like that? You know, they will never eat breakfast. What is breakfast? You know, they will first of all eat the word of God. And, you know, after they have eaten the word, it is then they will eat their physical food. Bible says, blessed are those that thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That is Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are those who thirst. Now, what are you thirsting for? Some of you thirst for things of this world. You thirst for gold. You thirst for shoe. You thirst for dress. No, what are you thirsting after? What are you? Can you see now? What are you? Bible says, blessed are they that thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Why can you thirst after righteousness? You know, why can you thirst after the word of God? Let the word of God, let the thirstiness of guilt come upon you. Then you will see God at work in your life. Now, one day I was going to preach in a church. And you know what? As I was going on the way, when I brought the way to that church, I saw some people running. They were running. I asked people, why are they running? They said, because they are late and their pastor is already on the pulpit. They are running. And that's where I'm going to preach. They were running. You know, when I got to the church, I greatly commended them. You know what now? Because they put value upon the word of God. Now, when you put value upon the word of God, God will put value upon your life. Now, the reason why your life is worthless and nothing to show, to write up about, is because you place no value upon the word. You know, and when you don't value the word of God, you know, your life becomes nothing. Becomes nothing. Now, start to see now, you know, a lot of people, you know, they will not go to Bible study in their various churches. When it is time for a Bible study, they won't go. You know the reason? They don't put value upon it. And they want to grow. You know, Bible says, as newborn babe, you know, it says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You need to desire it. Desire the word of God. Desire it. You know, when you see a child, a small child, probably of 2, 3, 4 days old, you know, the mother start to give the baby milk. You know, the milk, you know, start to supply everything that that baby needs to grow. And without the milk, the baby cannot grow. You hear me? Without the word of God, you can't grow. Without the word of God, you become a carnal Christian. Without the word of God, you become a natural person. And there is no heaven for you. So go for the word. Go after the word. When you go after the word, then you will see your miracle. When you go after the word, then you will see your healing. When you go after the word, then you will see your lifting. You know one thing now? I pity churches that build people's life on fables. There are some churches, all they would be telling is fables. They'll be telling grandmother story. In this particular, you know, age. In this particular age. No way. No. Some people, they have convention. They will be calling all these testimony people. Don't build the life of your church members on testimonies. Build it upon the word. Thank God for testimonies. Very wonderful. But you know what now? Teach them the word. When you give them the word, oh my God, you know, you will make them to stand. When you give them the word, they will go further in life. Now, I will see you after this time, in the name of Jesus.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I want to welcome you back in the name of Jesus Christ. We are talking on the usefulness of the word of God this morning. And our topic is nevertheless at the word. We saw the people pressing for the word. They want to hear the word. They are thirsty. And we are challenging ourselves that we too, we must thirst for the word. You know, we must be thirstful of the word of God so that your life can change. Now, the people press for the word of God, to hear the word of God. Why? Because I said it's a way of spiritual hunger. It's a way of revival. You know, when you see people, you know, pressing, they have hunger for spiritual things, their revival is about to spark off. When people start prayers or they start, you know, the word, and they are eager after the word. Oh, I know a man of God, you know, he switched over to the word. And the man, he can use 50 verses in the message, preaching the word of God. You know what now? Things started to happen in that ministry. You know, the reason why most pastors are not, you know, coming up today is because of laziness. You know, to sit down to study the word of God, they don't have the time. Now they prefer to go out to look for one power or the other. Hear me. You can't use strength power to serve the living God. Now, what am I saying this morning is that every Christian, both the shepherd and the sheep, you know, you must thirst, you must have spiritual hunger, you know, for the word of God. So, you know, they are hungry for the word of God. So they pressed. You know, and Jesus asked to use the boat. You know, number one reason, because they are pressing. And number two is for safety's sake. Safety. You know, he has to put them at a distance. That is wisdom. They could have pressed him also. So he now needs to put them, you know, at a safety. That is wisdom. You know, you don't preach where there are a lot of inconveniences. You don't preach where there is a war, for example. No. You don't preach where they are beheading. Nobody will even come out to hear you. You know, nobody will come out. That's why we pray that God will help us in Nigeria today. That God will help us to change this nation. That this nation will attain back its glory. You know, because you can't be preaching where they are killing. You can't be preaching where they are beheading. Nobody will come out. You see? So Jesus has to use wisdom. You know, the Bible says wisdom is profitable unto all things. And he advised us, get wisdom and get understanding. Can you see now? So Jesus Christ, by wisdom, you know, he wanted, you know, the people, he wanted a distance. And number two thing is Jesus behaved like a scientist, you know, doing what they call, you know, wave echo. You know, there was no microphone in his days. There was no loudspeaker in his days. There was nothing to carry his voice. But you know what now? He used the mechanism of wave now to preach so that, you know, the water wave can carry his voice for people to hear him. What a wisdom. What a wisdom. Because the people there, they are in thousands. You know, look at we in every small church. We use microphone. We use, you know, even our neighbors are complaining right now. You know, why? Because you just gather 30, 50 people together and you bring forth, you know, this big, you know, instrument, and then the whole thing is blasting and people cannot sleep. You know? So, you know, Jesus used that mechanism. What a wisdom. Jesus is a man of wisdom. Jesus is complete in everything. Hallelujah. Now, let me move forward a little bit now. So, Jesus Christ, he now used the boat, you know, for safety's sake, and also, you know, for him to get his word to the people. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know that as Jesus prayed that day, those that will be saved will be saved? It's only people that believe in the word. Let me tell you something. Not everyone that goes to church are blessed, but people that are listening and apply the word. Bible says, don't be hearers only, but what? But doers of the word. Now, a lot of people are going to church and yet they are not blessed. Why? Even though some are not hearing at all. Like the parable of sower. Some fell where, you know, on the parched ground. Some fell among the thorns. Can you see now? So, some people are going to church. Some people are going to church, but yet their heart wasn't there. Can you imagine? Ask somebody. You know, one day, after a message, I asked people questions. I discovered that they are not following me. Wow. I was suffering that day. After fasting, after waking up early in the morning to pray for the message, you know, and then you are now dishing out the message, and the devil crossed their mind against you. And you discover that everything you are saying, people are not listening. The devil has purchased their heart. That I bind in the name of Jesus. That I come against in the name of Jesus. In your life, you know, you truly you are going to church, but there is no change in you. You know, where is the word they are preaching in that church? Where is the word? You know, does it mean that the word of God is powerless? No. Does it mean that the word of God is not valuable? No. The problem is that the word of God is not coming into your heart. You know, it's not coming. You know, you don't embrace it. And the Bible is saying that don't just be a hearer alone, but doer. You know, so there are some people, they go to church, number one, their heart is not in the church. Can you imagine somebody in the church, you know, the minister preaching and it's on WhatsApp. The minister preaching and it's on Facebook. And it's not common. And that is why, you know, I will suggest that the use of phone for Bible study should not be encouraged in the church. Come with your real Bible. You know, because some of these are our youth, all they are doing in the church is just as we are preaching the word of God, they are busy on their phone. You will think they are opening the phone part of their phone to study the word. No way. Hear me, I don't encourage it in our own church. Don't encourage it. Don't. You know, so what am I saying this morning is just that, you know, many people, they go to church, they are not blessed. So they are hearing, but they can't do it. They will tell you, may God give us grace, oh. May God give me grace to do this word, oh. And they will not do it. Now, what do we do? And you will now see some that they are listening, they are doing the word, and God is blessing them. Can you see now? So, going to church is not that you, even though the church is a place of blessing, but your going to church doesn't show that you're blessed, but it's when you are the doer of the word of God. As from today, may you be that in the name of Jesus. May you be a doer of the word. All that you are hearing, may you be ready and be prepared to do them to the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So, despite the eagerness of the crowd, only some will be saved. Only some will be touched. Can you see that? But I pray that our effort will not be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, Jesus will never commit himself to men. So, he will never. Jesus, you know, when he's preaching, he knows men. Let's see the Bible. Let's see John. John chapter 2, he knows the heart of men. So, I want you as a minister not to die. You know, because of one thing or the other, cool yourself down. You know, make your message simple. Preach the message and help the people to do it. Now, okay, let's see John chapter 2, 24 to 25. Yes.
But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
He knew all. He will not commit himself. Can you see now? He knows me. No. He knows the heart of man. Bible says in Jeremiah that the heart of man is desperate, wicked. He said, who can know it? But in the next verse, he now said, no, God knows it. You know, because God tried the reins of the heart. So, you know, he will not commit himself, you know, to people. So, you know, he preached the word and he knows their heart. So, he preached to everybody and not all will be blessed. So, as we preach, God will draw his own. As we preach, God, you know, that's why preachers need to pray every day before you pray the word of God. Because don't be a sower that is just sowing everywhere. Be a sower that is sowing to the real heart of men. That is how men can be saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's continue because my time is so close. Next week, by the grace of God, we continue this particular message. Now, there is a personal follow-up for Peter, which I want to say right now before our time goes up. And next week, I'll continue. You know, Peter had the Lord's public teaching. He had Jesus preaching publicly. Now, he received his own private word. In every word that you receive, there is your own word there. In every word, like the one I've been sharing since morning, in every word you are listening, there's your own there. Let's see verse 4 of that Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. Yes.
Now when he has left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught.
Can you see there have been public speaking? Jesus has been speaking to people. He has been sharing the gospel with people. And now, he now turned to Peter. That is his own private word. You know, in every word you are hearing, there is one thing that God is saying to you. And you must be attentive even to listen to it. Don't forget, I have told you that when somebody enters school, he doesn't pay school fees only, he also pay attention. So you must pay attention to every word, to know the one that it is your own. So Peter had his own. You know what now? He embraced it. You must embrace everyone. Don't say, my pastor is using me to preach. My pastor. No. The one that your pastor is saying that is your own, take it and apply it. Obey the word. I will continue this message next week. I'm just at the introduction. And I know that God will bless you. Please make sure you follow me next week, Saturday, this time about. Because, you know, I know that God will bless you. But meanwhile, tomorrow is church. I will see you again church tomorrow. We are under a very wonderful praying time. And this time we are under a Super Sunday. It is your time. God will bless you. I see you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.